Doing the Will of God by Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Matthew 17, verses 21 through 23. Doing the will of God takes a lot of commitment and a constant communion with the Lord. His will is not when we feel it, or it feels right, or it feels good. We don't want to make a decision about something and then somehow believe that whatever the outcome, it must be the will of God. We have to make sure through our communion with the Lord that it is what He truly desires. We must come to Him and talk to Him specifically for what we are praying for and seek for His answers. He will show us the answers we're looking for if we wait long enough for Him. The will of God takes time to know. We shouldn't say a prayer to Him to guide us regarding a certain situation in our lives and then walk away and make our own decisions anyway. And then call it the will of God. It takes a lot of dying to oneself to really know and do the will of God. Peter didn't know about this when he went and rebuked the Lord for talking about his death. I mean, can anyone blame Peter for telling the Lord not to be talking about his death? I would certainly have done the same thing. Lord, you're not leaving me. Don't talk like this. But who knew that this desire was not only distasteful to the Lord, but the thought actually came from Satan. Imagine that. To go against God's desire for us to do a certain thing and choosing to do what will make us feel better instead is sometimes actually Satan's idea. Yet, we do it all the time. Think about it. How many times do we make decisions in this life, completely desiring the will of God in our lives, but the minute there's pressure from a family member or a friend or even our society, we find ourselves stepping back and doubting whether we should really do the will of God or not. We end up choosing what is easier. Some of us are even compromising with the lifestyle of this world for this very reason. We don't know how to say no to our peers, and we're strong enough to say yes to the Lord all the time. We know His word, we know what He is saying to us, but yet we would rather do what feels good or right for us at the moment. We choose our own desires. I remember one morning, the Lord telling me to go and visit the saint of God that had been walking away from Him for many years now, and to tell her to return back to the Lord. I felt it so strongly that the Lord wanted me to go that day and tell this person what He had told me. When I voiced out my desire to go and visit this person, my husband asked me if we can do it tomorrow instead, since it would be more convenient for such a long trip. So I said, okay. The next day, willing and determined to go and get prepared for seeing this person, the Lord then speaks to me and said, no, don't go today. You won't find her. I wanted you to go yesterday. If Jesus wasn't determined to do the will of God, no matter what happens, where would all the people of God be today? If you listen to the desire of Peter not to die, if you listen to his own desire when he was in prayer at Gethsemane, where would we all be today? Who would be saved? Remember the Lord's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane the night he was betrayed, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Luke 22, verse 42. It would be such a sad, sad world we would have today, without any hope for any one of us, if Jesus Christ had listened to his will and to his fleshly desire to take the easy way out. We all want to take the easy way out. I find myself wishing all the time that the way to heaven wasn't so full of temptations and snares. But so it is. There's not much choice about it but to accept it. But thank the Lord, because through Him we are more than conquerors because of His love for us. We can overcome this life despite snares and temptations. The key is in denying ourselves, picking up our cross, and following Him. The only way I have found to accept the way to Calvary, or to denying myself, is to constantly be talking to the Lord and asking for His continued help and mercies. For on my own, I could never do it. But with His help and through His strength, I can do His will. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40, verse 8. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6, verse 38. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4, verse 13. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your great love for me. I thank you for never ever leaving me nor forsaking me. I thank you that your love for me is faithful until the end. Please, Lord Jesus, help me to find your face and your will at all times. Help me not to lean upon my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge you, for you will direct my path. Lord Jesus, I want to do your will. Please, Savior, give me faith and courage to do your will. I want to please you and do what is good in your eyes. Help me to follow you until the end, Father. I pray these things in your sweet and lovely name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.